My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Share with us, just, you know, I mean, it's been a long road for you, and it's always been your goal to get back to this point. What's it like to be there right now?
Truly a blessing, you know what I mean? You know, I reflect back on the whole process and, you know, not knowing if I would even be able to play again. You know, sitting in that uncertainty was like eating at me, you know. It was really eating at me because football is truly my passion. You know, it's the thing that I've always been obsessed with my entire life. So, you know, just sitting back and thinking all the way back then. But, you know, it just all goes to the power of being process-oriented and taking things one day at a time and accepting where you are at each moment of the process. You know, it truly allows you to, you know, conquer anything of what you're facing.
How much did not skipping a step and going through a trepidation that you went through last year, but not skipping a step, and you talked about how free your mind was this year. How much did that all help get you to this point?
Yeah, not skipping a step was important. And, you know, last year primarily was for me just about healing and coming in back into myself, who I always was, and then who I was trying to become. And, you know, I thank everybody in this building from top down for, you know, supporting me and giving me the space to allow me to heal and, you know, have my process exactly how I needed it to go. And, you know, it truly propelled me into, you know, allowing myself to be free this season. You know, last season was primarily just about healing and making myself do the hard stuff, thrusting myself into things that were uncomfortable, you know, that maybe were fearful or, you know, gave me anxiety. But, you know, I was doing the hard stuff last year to make it easier this year.
Just what feels like the biggest step just from a strictly football standpoint?
One thing we talk about is consistency is the true mark of greatness. And, you know, I wrote that quote down on a sticky note. I write all my quotes down on sticky notes and stick them all over my bathroom so I can, you know, as I wake up in the morning and do whatever I need to do, you know, I'm reminding myself of the things I want to take with me for the day. And, you know, consistency being the mark of true greatness is, you know, something that resonates well with me. And, you know, I got to watch some of the greats do the same thing I'm doing right now. So, and I watched them be consistent in their processes. So, you know, I'm truly being process oriented and I'm trying to make my process at a championship level day in and day out.
Is it a new sticky note every day, or how often do you update your quotes?
So I read a lot. So, you know, if I find something I like, or, you know, it's a lot of knowledge just walking through these buildings. You know, we really got a lot of mentors as coaches and as teammates. So, you know, I'm always keeping my notebook around me, writing stuff down to take home later, jot it down.
You had a lot of key veterans here around you. What have you learned from the most that have helped you get to this point?
Man, it's hard to pinpoint just one. You know, the coaches, Micah, Jordan, they're probably the main two that I got to give credit to. You know, whether it was hands-on or not, you know, I was learning. I was a sponge. It wasn't hard to come in and just watch and just learn. So, you know, them two primarily. And, you know, the guys up front, Vaughn, just a lot of the true leaders. I'm blessed to have KJack in the building now, you know, 15 years of experience. You know, I'm picking his brain as much as I can. But, you know, just everybody, you know, there's always something you can learn from anybody. And, you know, whether you filter out what you need and, you know, let the other stuff fly by.
DeMar, as that night in Cincinnati gets further and further in your rearview mirror, how much do you think about it? As much? Does it get... versus all the other things that the hurdles that you overcome over the last season, like you say, of healing, what do you find yourself reflecting on the most?
You know, as much as I'm, you know, growing and evolving into a new person, you know, I think about it all the time. You know, it's as much as the world experienced it, it happened to me. You know what I mean? So I think about it all the time. You know, there's moments where, but I enjoy that part of it because it allows me to stay connected with the reason why I'm here and my true purpose. You know what I mean? And to know that I'm blessed in many reasons. And, you know, I have a second chance at doing things the right way in all areas of my life. So, you know, the more that I think about that, the more that it connects me to my blessings of why I'm here. And, you know, I would never want to disrespect my blessings. So, you know, I take this opportunity and this process super serious.
Sean told us he was a defensive coach that told you you'd be starting. Can you just tell us a bit more about when you found out, who it was, and what that was like?
You know, I've been so process-oriented and taking things one day at a time that, you know, I was super excited. Like, not going to lie, man, it's like a dream come true to work so hard and then get what you worked for. But, you know, I want to continue on. You know, it's not about just performing in one game. You know, I want to be able to take my process and, you know, make it allow me to be successful the entire run. So, you know, I'm head down. You know, I'm just focused on, you know, doing my 111 and making sure that I'm doing everything I need to do to help our defense be successful.
What's your comfort level with Taylor Rapp right now and being back there?
Very comfortable. I love playing with T-Rapp. You know, T-Rapp is a leader. He's a vet. He's been in the league a long time, and he's seen success at the highest level in this league, which, you know, people that have played 20 years don't reach the success that he has in this league at one point. So, you know, we've built chemistry for these past two seasons, you know, behind the scenes, behind, you know, day in, day out, you know, just being with the twos or whatever the case may be. And, you know, as we work through this year, just getting on the same page, it was pretty much easy because, you know, he takes his game serious, he takes his process serious, and so do I. So, you know, we just pass reminders back and forth, and then we just go focus on making plays.
What's the answer?
Go ahead. You mentioned a lot of group, but really getting past things, being fearful, anxiety. What were some of those things that maybe would have triggered those feelings a year ago that you're beyond?
Man, if as you can imagine, it was everything, you know, like it was a process. Like I said, man, being process oriented truly got me here. I remember before camp last year, I was right here on the indoor with Nate, our trainer, and I was, you know, doing tackling drills before the first day that we put on pads, just being able to, you know, get that little, like, hint of contact before we went into it as a team. And, you know, that's kind of how we walked the whole process down from the day that I sat in front of y'all and said I was coming back to play. You know, we walked the process down step by step by step by step by step. And, you know, being in the moment of each part of the process allowed me to, you know, ultimately be where I am right now.
DeMar, you proved to your coaches a couple years ago you started 13 games. And now you've proven it again in, you know, now, getting the opportunity and the trust of them. Have you thought about that? I mean, that's an important thing. Obviously, you have to trust the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But to be in that role, do you think about what that was like, showing them that you're back to being that guy, maybe even better than you felt in 2022?
Yeah, it was a journey, man. I just had to prove myself. And, you know, it was just day in, day out. But, you know, I just kept my focus internal and how I can show up the best me each day. And, you know, I competed with myself, you know, in a competition, in a competitive environment. You know, I kept my competition internal. And I think that allowed me to be my best self. So, you know, I'm using the past experience, however many starts you said it was, I'm using the past experience to allow me to, you know, be more of a veteran presence out there on the field this year.
What stands out to you about the Cardinals offense as you're preparing for them?
James Conner, man, that's my brother. Somebody that I've, been a fan of for a very long time. You know, I came in the pit watching him go through his process, you know, overcoming his cancer. And, you know, I watched him fight back and just overcome so much adversity and then get back to success on the field. And, you know, it was not easy for him. But, you know, that was somebody I truly leaned on as well going through my process. And, you know, he was there every step of the way, just as he's been, you know, my entire life. So, that's my man. Shout out to him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.